Chapter 4. Therefore, it is necessary for us to look earnestly into the events at hand, to search diligently into those things which are able to save us. Therefore, let us utterly flee from all the works of the lawlessness, lest these should take hold of us. And let us hate the error of the present season, so that we may set our love on what is to come. Let us not give loose reins to our soul, that it should be enabled to run with sinners and wicked men, lest we become like them. The final stumbling block approaches, concerning which it is written, as Enoch says, "For to this purpose, the Master has cut short the seasons and the days, that his beloved should hasten and come to his inheritance." Now the prophet also says the following: 10 kingdoms will reign upon the earth, and after them a little king shall rise up, who will subdue 3 of the kings under 1. And in like manner, Daniel says about them: "And I saw the 4th beast, the wicked and powerful one, who was more savage than all the beasts of the earth, and how 10 horns sprang up from it, and out of them a little budding horn, and how it subdued 3 of the great horns under 1. Therefore, you ought to understand. But I also beg this of you, since I am one of you, but also because I love you both individually and collectively more than my own soul. Take heed to yourselves, and do not be like some who pile up sin upon sin, saying that the covenant is both theirs and ours. Indeed, it is ours. But instead, they finally lost it in this way, when Moses had already received it. For the writing says, 'And Moses was fasting on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, and received the covenant from the Lord, tables of stone written with the finger of the hand of the Lord.' Instead, turning away to idols, they lost it. For the Lord says this: 'Moses, Moses, go down quickly, because the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt have transgressed.' And Moses understood, and threw the 2 tablets out of his hands, and their covenant was broken, in order that the covenant of the beloved Jesus might be sealed in our heart by a hope which springs from the faith in him. Now, wanting to write much to you, not as a teacher, but instead as is befitting of one who loves you, I have made haste to write you, without omitting anything from what I myself possess, with a view to your purification. We take earnest heed in these last days, for the whole period of our faith will profit us nothing, unless now, in this lawless season, we also withstand the coming stumbling blocks, as is befitting of sons of God, so that the Black One may not find a means of slipping in. Let us flee from every vanity. Let us utterly hate the works of the way of wicked ones. Do not, by drawing apart, live a solitary life, as if you were already deemed righteous. Instead, gather together in one place in order to seek the common welfare. For the writing says, "Woe to those who are intelligent to themselves and experienced in their own sight." Let us be spiritual. Let us be a perfect inner sanctum to God. As far as it depends on us, let us meditate on the fear of God, and let us contend to keep His instructions, so that we may rejoice in His righteous decrees. The Lord will judge the world without respect of persons. Each will receive according to his deeds. If he is good, his righteousness will precede him. If he is wicked, the reward of wickedness is before him. Since we are called, take heed, lest resting at our ease, we should fall asleep in our sins, and the wicked chief, acquiring authority over us, should drive us away from the kingdom of the Lord. But remember this all the more, my brothers, when you reflect and see how, after so many great signs and portents were wrought in Israel, even they were abandoned. Let us beware, lest we be found, as it is written, "Many are invited, but few are chosen."